Hey, what's up? It's your boy Chris Allen. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. How y'all doing? What's up? I know it's late again. I recorded it yesterday. I was going to lie and say 2 days ago, but I'm going to be honest. Yesterday, I got 15 minutes in. Miles ran in, disrupted the podcast. I paused it, and I was retarded for like 2 seconds. And I messed up my recording and I couldn't proceed and finish the last 5 minutes. So that's what happened. This should have been up yesterday, but I made a mistake. And I was like, you know what? I want to go downstairs. I don't want to record it again. So I didn't. And here I am a day later. I'm hurt, y'all. I'm physically hurt. I did some hiking. Me and my boy Jake went out hiking. And I can't even feel this shit on my ankle right now. I don't feel like taking my sock off, but I need to. So, yeah, I live not too far from the... Damn it. This is going to be cold. Oh, God damn it, that's cold. Oh, shit. I live not too far from the Shenandoah National Park. And he's like, hey, man. Hey, bro. I'm going hiking, man. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go hiking, too. I always thought hiking was some bullshit. You know, you just walk around the woods. That can't be that tough. Boy, was I wrong. It was fun and games on the way down. That's right, on the way down from a mountaintop down to a valley that has a river. And, on the way back, man, that shit was so tough. But I twisted my ankle probably like the first 10 minutes headed down. Shit was not good, but I pushed through because I'm a warrior. I'm a fighter. I'm tough as nails. You know, I just never quit. And I fought through. And I persevered. And like a real American. And I fought through, folks. And I made it all the way to the end. But now I'm paying the price, man. My shit is throbbing. My ankle looks like old boy's toe. And I'm going to get you sucker, man. My ankle is it's blowed up. As this dude, Brian, I used to work with, would say, they got blowed out. The Lakers got blowed out. My ankle was blowed out. So, yeah, I twisted my shit. Now I'm icing it. I'm going to do some heat. I got a compression wrap. I'm ricing it, man. Rice, rest, ice, compression, elevation. I'm getting old. Back in the day, man, I would have twisted my shit and just kept on going. It wouldn't hurt the next morning, but I know when I get up, I'm going to look like, I don't know what I'm going to look like, but I'm going to look like a Sasquatch with one big foot. No pun intended. I'm going to be a big footed. A big footed tomorrow. I'm going to be like a size 13 on one and a size 22 on the left. But yeah, I had fun, man. It was very, very beautiful. You know, landscape, nigga, you know what I'm saying, nigga, nature and whatnot, nigga, the shit was beautiful and shit, nigga. That's how thugs appreciate nature. It's motherfucking beautiful and shit, motherfucking squirrels and shit out there being all peaceful and shit, all that fresh ass air, nigga. But nah, it was beautiful, man. I had a great time. Thanks, Jake, for letting me go out there and slow you down on the way back. Few things to talk about this week. I went down to Richmond with my boy TJ Ferguson, a fellow comic slash actor here in Charlottesville. We went down and saw Hannibal Buress. And Hannibal Buress is probably one of the biggest influences and comics in my career, in my life. I think it's like life, but you know, one of the biggest comics to influence me, and I've always been a big fan ever since I heard him the very first time. I was like, man, this is a, a nerdy black dude, a dude kind of like me, and he's doing all right. I'm okay. I don't need to stress out. But he put on a great show. It was awesome, man. And I mean, it was a beautiful theater, an 1800 seater, and I mean, it was just it was an awesome experience. Just like when I went and saw Bill Burr, man. It just I started thinking about, you know, my comedy career as well. Well, and you know, I'm thinking like, man, this dude pretty much started off just like me, you know, doing open mics. And to think that there was a point in his career where he couldn't even get five of his friends, five friends to come see him at a free show. Couldn't get five quote unquote friends to come see him at a free show. And here he is 13 years later. And I'm not saying it like that's, you know, a quick passage of time, but 13 years, you know, that's some time. But nevertheless, here he is, you know, some time later, selling out an 1,800 seat theater where people have paid $30 to $40 to go see him. People who don't know him, you know, they're just fans of his work. It was dope, man. My a friend of mine, Sarome Russell, he opened. I work with Sarome at the DC Improv. Very funny dude. He killed it. So shout out to him. He said it was an awesome experience. And it was just electric, man. You know, Sarome went out, did his thing, set Hannibal up very well. And then it was already dark in the room. And then when Hannibal was announced, I mean, the room got even darker. And then he does a lot of weird, like, musical shit on his shows. And I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one. But I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're setting up, like, some dancers or something like that. Because it took quite a while for him to come out. And I say quite a while because usually a comedy show is like, boom, 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 you know, next comic up. But, you know, it took him maybe a minute. He had a DJ playing music, which was pretty dope, before the show. And, you know, boom, spotlight comes on. It's on him. He walks out, and everybody just goes absolutely nuts. I mean, and just feeling that energy just was like, I was just like, oh, man, I can't wait until, you know, that's me one day, man, to have. I mean, just to know that you have that many people that are willing to take time and time out of their day, you know, spend money to come see you and laugh at the jokes that you wrote, you know, either sitting in your bed or on a train, plane, your couch, or just some crazy shit that you just thought of one day and you wrote it down and you worked on it, you know, you practiced it and you mastered it. And here you have this joke that once it leaves, you know, your mouth, 1,800 people all at once laugh, you know, out of approval. It's just, well, I mean, just seeing that, I was just like, man, I got to put this work in, man. I just, that's what I want to do. And I was fortunate enough to meet him. I didn't say much to him at all. I didn't want to bother the guy, even though I was dying on the inside. I was just like, man, I just want to ask a billion questions, you know, talk his ear off. But I didn't. I told him great set, you know, chit-chat real quick. Hey, I had LASIK surgery too. I still wear my glasses too from time to time. You know, got something in common. And I kept it moving. But it was cool. I got to see him. You know, I can scratch that off my list. One of the comics I wanted to see. I saw Bill Burr 2 years ago on my birthday. Another comic I wanted to see. Got to meet him too. And I think I've said this before, but I don't like taking pictures with comics that I don't work with, man. And it was very, very hard for me to not take a picture with him. It just motivates me to somehow work it out to where I'm on a show with the dude, so then I can take a picture. So maybe one day I'll get my picture with Hannibal. I'll get my picture with Bill Burr. I also met Todd Berry, another comic, very funny dude. Just so happens him and Hannibal had the same show dates. Hannibal was supposed to be in Richmond on the 14th, but he was doing the Bieber roast, which I haven't watched yet. So he had to cancel. We scheduled it for the 29th, but I met Todd Berry. I think I scared him because I saw him at the bar from across the way, and I'm talking with TJ and Sarome, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's Todd Berry over there. And he saw me pointing at him, and he was kind of like, who is this big-ass black dude pointing at me? I probably should get out of here. But I went over, spoke to him, a very nice guy. So it was a good night, man. Met Hannibal, met Todd Berry, saw Hannibal put on a dope show. I mean, the dude is the real deal. So if he's ever coming to your town, man, make sure you go see him. He's the same old Hannibal, just a little bit more energy. And just from front to end, man, he just destroyed. From front to back, destroyed. And I enjoyed it. And what else is going on? Trevor Noah has been selected to take over for Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. And that's dope. Been a huge fan of Trevor Noah ever since I saw him. And if you don't know who he is, he's a biracial South African comic who moved here to the States a few years ago. Very funny dude, very smart guy from what I've seen. Smart comedy. I don't fucking know if he's book smart, but very smart comedy. And not 24 hours later, controversy. You had some dude from BuzzFeed go all the way back on through his Twitter feed back to like 2009, finding some quote-unquote offensive jokes about Jewish people, fat girls, and, you know, slut-shaming. And there was a manufactured outrage about how dare Comedy Central pick this misogynistic, slut-shaming, anti-Semite host this show. And I'm glad to see that Comedy Central backed him up. They're just jokes. I didn't think the stuff that he wrote was really anti-Semitic, but I'm not Jewish, so I'm not the one to, you know, say, hey, that's not anti-Semitic or that's not offensive. I'm not Jewish, so I'm not going to be offended for or not offended for Jewish people. They want to say it's offensive to them. That's fine. But glad to see Comedy Central backed them up. Yeah, like I said, the outrage. and I don't think he's responding to the situation, which I wouldn't do either. Just it'll just die out. And, I mean, for the guy to go back through his... I mean, you're looking for shit, man. It's just like you had to go all the way back to 2011 to find... Oh, look at this. Look at this. He made a joke about a fat girl. Should he really be hosting? It's like, come on, man. Really? But I guess it kind of comes with the territory, man. You know, it's a big deal. It's the Daily Show, you know. So, just like politicians and all that kind of stuff, you want to run for office, people are gonna go digging through your closet, so to speak. So, shout out to him. I'm glad. I definitely will be tuning in to see Trevor Noah take over for the Daily Show, and it just shows you, man. If you want to be anything in entertainment, especially, you know, host a big show like that, if you have those desires and aspirations, man, that people are going to go digging through your shit. You know, this 2015, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like 10 years from now with this kind of stuff. You know, if you do have any type of dreams or aspirations to be a public figure, it's your best bet to just stay off of social media, to have no digital footprint at all. Don't ever, just don't do it as much as you can, you know. But it's almost impossible, man. You know, you're 22, 23, you know, you do some dumb shit, you know, out drinking with your buddies and somebody snaps a picture, puts it on Facebook, and here 30 years later, look at him drunk. He can't be your county commissioner. It's some dumb shit like that. But that's the world that we live in, man. People are very, very critical of any and everything you do, you know. Critical of everybody else, but you better not go digging through their shit. And I'll say this about the, you know, the PC police. It's just there's no common ground of what's offensive to people on the left and people on the right. What, you know, people on the left, what they find offensive, people on the right think is stupid, and vice versa. So whenever one of those sides get upset, the other side's like, hey, quit being a baby. But I think the lesson that needs to be learned is like, look, not everything's offensive, but there are some things that are truly offensive. And even that, I guess even that is kind of ambiguous, you know. But to me, that's the only way I can really sum it up. Not everything is offensive, but some things are, you know. But I wish we could just come to a common consensus of, all right, what is truly offensive? But I guess it's different for everybody. The line is different for everybody. But I don't know. It's just, I just don't like it creeping into comedy. If you're easily offended by anything, hey, stay the fuck out of comedy clubs, okay? Just stay out. Don't do it. If you want jokes about, you know, cookies and lollipops, you need to find that. You're probably not gonna get that in a comedy club. So, I think almost anything can be funny if it's well written. You know, I can laugh at almost anything. It may be harsh or you know, not very tasteful, but it can be funny. It can be a very, very touchy subject, but it can be funny if it's cleverly written. You know, I might even get mad, but at the end of the day, I'll be like, you know what? That motherfucker wrote the shit out that joke. I'll respect that, but that's just me. What else happened with the fucking PC? Oh, kind of on that same note, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I saw a video of a New York comic, can't think of her name, not going to say her name, but she made this video of her trying to kiss people. At Penn Station, or Grand Central Station, wherever. I don't know if that's the same. I don't live there. Trying to kiss people while she's asking for directions. And one dude at the end of the video makes out with her pretty heavily. But, you know, the Huffington Post article, you know, it titled it as hilariously awkward. And it's like, where are the feminists at? Because if this was a guy doing the shit, it would be, you know, a misogynistic man, you know, perpetuating male dominance, and this is promoting rape culture and all this type of shit. And I just, and I look, how can I say this? I don't promote double standards, but I get it. There's double standards, and I don't try to fight double standards. It is what it is. Black people get away with certain shit. White people get away with certain shit. Men get away with certain shit, and women get away with certain shit. So it's just like, I wish we could just kind of just agree on that. And like, hey, look, women can get away with the shit. You know, not everything that guys do is a man trying to, you know, push his penis, you know, penile dominance on the smaller woman. It's just like, come on. Yeah, it's like, yeah, almost overanalyzing shit. But again, I'm not a woman. But see, it's a double standard there. You don't see male groups getting up and complaining about it. But if that was a dude trying to kiss women in the subway system thing, or what do you call it, the subway system in the subway station, it would be chaos. This dude going around mouth raping people. So, ladies, y'all get away with certain shit that guys can't get away with. Vice versa. Black people get away with shit. White people get away with shit. Christians get away with shit. Muslims get away with shit, I guess. We all have our crosses to bear, all right? No one's cross is any bigger than anybody else's. It's no heavier. We all got our shit. We all have our own, man, okay? So if we can just empathize with each other to a certain degree and understand where each person is coming from, and not try to tear each other down, I think we would be better off as a people. I haven't watched the Bieber roast yet. I heard it was pretty good and bad, you know. But that seems like that's almost all these Comedy Central roasts. Jesus, these Comedy Central roasts lately. So I'll probably check that out tonight, finally. Not going to spoil Walking Dead. I thought the finale was good. I thought there would be more death. But I like how they kind of resolved it in the end. And I'm looking forward to next season. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing Fear the Walking Dead, the spinoff series, to see where they go with that. It might be zombie overload, but we'll see. And was there anything? I thought there was. I left my phone downstairs with my set list, if you will. So I talked about Hannibal Buress. I talked about going hiking. I talked about Trevor Noah. And I think that's it. So there's a show. That's a show. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And thanks again for everybody that listened. Please tell your friends. Instagram, Twitter, @ Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. Thank you. I'm out. Peace.